Well, it was officially announced just recently that a $4.8 million grant from USDA's National Institute of Food and Agriculture has been awarded to a team of researchers from Auburn and Tuskegee Universities. Dr. Christy Bratcher with Auburn University said they will be using this grant to look at food security and food safety on small farms.
We're going to try to look at some of the misconceptions of local and regional foods and how there's a break in communication between the farmers and the consumers, and try to clear up some information for the consumers about what a local and a regional food is. And also our new faculty member, Dr. Lucien Wang, will be doing some on-farm sampling, looking at the environment that the animals live in and finding out if there's any food safety concerns on the farm. So she'll be sampling water troughs and working pens, and hopefully what we're going to find is that there's not a lot of microbes that are living in the environment, and so some of those local and regional farmers are doing what they're supposed to do to supply a safe food source for us.
Dr. Bratcher, an Auburn University assistant professor of animal sciences, heads the team, which she said will also do some training through regional extension agents to put together best practices for on-farm management to reduce any food safety concerns that may be out there.
So we're going to have our regional extension agents conduct training of those best practices and best management strategies from the farms that we find are doing the right thing, so that we can develop plans to help farmers provide a safe food supply. And also, hopefully, we're working with some ag economists that will hopefully be helping them to understand why some production practices will help them increase their profit and lower the amount of money it costs them to produce animals, so that they can put more money in their pocket through the sales process.
Wow, obviously something's not going to take place overnight. So what kind of a time frame are we looking at here, then?
We were awarded the grant over 5 years, so it's just less than $1 million per year. And we have about 11 researchers, both from Auburn University and from Tuskegee University. So it's a really exciting group that I think we've put together to solve some of the problems that we have with food insecurity, get some food to people who don't have a food source, because we can hopefully help those local farmers to increase their profits and increase their production capabilities.
I guess in a roundabout way, we hear more and more about how consumers want to know where their food come from. They want to know more about what's happening in the agriculture industry. So kind of sounds like this all really is a tie-in altogether, isn't it?
Right. We're going to work with the consumers and find out what they think their local food supply is, and try to help the farmers and the consumers meet up and determine what a local food is and provide a safe food, so that those consumers can go out with confidence and say that they buy from their local farmer and they know that it's a good food.
Bratcher said they hope to assist local and regional food producers to increase food safety while at the same time maintaining an acceptable profit margin. Randall Wiseman, Southeast AgNet.